right now. We got all these toxins in our food.
Mm-hmm. Toxins in our air.
Toxins in our water. And we're supposed to believe in the American dream.
I believe in Martin's dream.
So I thought of Martin Lawrence. I was trying to think of an episode.
Like Martin had a dream? Like that
only,
Martin?
Only episode I thought of.
I thought was Martin had a dream.
But he was like, damn, Tommy, you know I don't like no tomatoes.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please. Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Bodman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And yeah, welcome to the Gray Area. Welcome. This is a podcast.
Sorry, my bad.
This is a podcast where we talk about regular life from a creator's perspective, which in layman terms means that we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be food, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just love to bring you guys in on them. Shout out to all of the good people of the Gray Area. For those who don't know, those are the people who have subscribed to our Patreon. In there, you'll see this podcast live and early, as well as other exclusive and behind-the-scenes content.
Pardon me.
We got a dog in here today that's trying to visit, and she about to get kicked out.
You was doing amazing. I just want to let you know you was doing amazing. She just had to circle around, make sure we ain't have no contraband. Yeah.
Is that what she was doing? Okay. Security check?
Yeah. Good girl, my mamas.
All right. So, thank y'all for joining us this week. How are y'all feeling this week?
Actually good. I'm energized.
That's great.
You know?
Yeah, I'm good as well. Hopefully, you're doing swell.
I am. I'm tired, but I have energy. It's weird. My energy is coming in spurts today, so... Like, I have energy to get stuff done. Sorry, I'm just trying to clean my glasses.
It's all good.
I have energy to kind of get stuff done, but then, like, once the thing is done, I just kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say fall apart, but fall asleep. Let's say that.
She breaking.
Oh, that's funny. All right, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about the American dream or lack thereof of the American dream. Can you elaborate?
All right. So I saw a post. Well, it wasn't a post, but you know the notifications for Apple News that pops up on your phone. I saw one of those today and it said that the millennials, let me see if it's still on my phone. Yeah. Why millennials no longer believe in the American dream. Now, let's backtrack. What was the American dream?
Yeah, I had looked. It said, one thing said, a older thing said something about being able to live a richer, fuller, more prosperous life. One from George Washington Bush said, the ideal, something, I don't know, my phone on airplane mode, so...
Okay, hold on. It said, I'm trying to see, it's a different one. So from my personal understanding, the American dream was originally to, you know, was coming over here, having freedom, buying land, you know, starting fresh, blah, blah, blah. Ownership, freedom, that was the American dream. Hey!
What's up, what's up?
Okay. That was the American dream originally. And then from what this says, I think everything is like changing. So this one says, what was the American dream in the 1920s? Initially, the American dream was that of equality, but over time, and especially in the 1920s, it became a dream of material possessions, which made it more difficult to achieve in modern times. So I think it was, I really feel like it was originally supposed to be,
freedom. For me? the idea was freedom.
It was like freedom and like
equality, like they said for me.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to everybody starting off fresh. You know, we're on new land, we're buying this land and exploring, blah, blah, blah. Which, I mean, also makes no sense because they really just came over and just, like, it was stole. A lot of, yeah, they stole stuff. But that's a whole nother pod. That's a whole nother pod, okay? So, yeah, for the sake of this episode, we're going to say the American dream was originally equality and freedom. Okay, so all three of us are millennials. Do you believe in the American dream?
Great question. I believe in the American dream. I believe... So do I... If the question is, do I believe that everybody has the same... gets the same opportunity to prosper here? Yes and no. I think, like, on paper, it sounds like... On paper, everybody can get the opportunity to do whatever, but I feel like in reality, a lot of people don't get the same options. Like a lot of people aren't afforded the same options. But yeah, so I think it's situational. I think it's on paper. It's like, yeah, not everybody has the chance to do exactly what you want to do. But I feel like for a lot of people, they're not in the situations where they can pursue the American dream to the way that they would like.
All right.
In a way that they would like.
So I'm going to have you answer the question and then I'm actually going to rephrase it.
Okay.
Cool. Can you repeat the question, please?
Do you believe in the American dream?
I don't think I do because I barely even know what the American
dream is. All right.
My American dreams look different. My American dream looks different than what the standard American dream was supposed to look like.
So, all right,
no, I don't believe in their American dream.
So, me rephrasing the question, do you believe that there is still an American dream to work toward?
Do you believe in the American dream?
That man deflecting. He said, I'm not about to answer this question until you answer.
All right, for the first question, I want to hear y'all answers, and then I'm going to answer both of them.
She deflected.
No, I have an answer already. I just want to hear y'all right, answers
One last time, please. Yeah.
Do y'all feel like there is even like an actual American dream to work toward? Not like your own personal, these are my goals, but like the American dream. What everybody comes to America for. Do you think that there is still a dream such as that to strive toward?
I say no. Because America's dream never intended on me achieving that dream.
Elaborate.
America's dream wasn't built for people of color.
I think it just depends on what you define the American dream as. I think it, no, but I was going to say if it's a matter of opportunity, then yes. I mean, there's still an American dream. Like people come here for opportunity. What you do with the opportunity is 100% up to you. But I mean, similar to how he said when they were coming up with the ideal, they definitely didn't have people of color in mind. It wasn't, they weren't looking at us thinking that we were going to be a part of the American dream. But I think if we're looking at it as far as opportunity, then yes. As far as what they described initially, nah.
Okay. So my answer to the first question, do I believe in the American dream? I don't. I feel like it's a scam. I do. I feel like, because even when we learned about it in school, it was about, you know, like I said, owning your own land and, you know, starting fresh and blah, blah, blah. And even like having the freedom for education and all of that stuff. And like education in this country, granted, college is great. Okay. It was great. It was a great time in my life. But also it put me in a lot of debt. as like a lot of other Americans. Also, now buying land and stuff like that, that also for most Americans and like the average citizens, like you're putting yourself in debt. Like, it's just more debt. So on the surface level, like what they say is the American dream. I don't agree with it. I kind of do feel like it is somewhat of a scam. I believe in my own personal dreams and my own personal goals, but the American dream, no. So do I feel like there's still an American dream to collectively work toward? If you are talking in terms of opportunity, then yes, there's a lot of opportunity here, but I also feel like there's also a lot of opportunity in other places. And even like the stereotype of what it is to be an American or to live in this country, I don't know that it's even a real thing. Like, you only see certain spots. Like, a lot of times outside of this country, you only see stuff that happens in maybe LA, or you see the stuff in New York. Like, you don't really see, it's like all the other stuff in between. So, I don't know that, I think that there are still dreams to work toward. If the American dream were actually equality, then it wouldn't be so hard for, like, we wouldn't have had to have, like, the civil rights movement and stuff like that. They wouldn't have came over here and stole people's land. Like, it just would have, I just feel like it was a scam. I don't think it started off as a scam. I think it started off like, yeah, this is what we're doing. But then it just started becoming real scammy. Like, you know, all right, now we out here. What we're gonna do? Yes, that's what it is. It is the pyramid scheme of the country. That's what it is. That's what I feel like. I agree with that terminology. But
did you do the second question?
Yeah.
Oh, that was for the second question?
I do feel like there are still things to like work toward. Okay, if y'all could change what we were taught the American dream was and change it to make it like more realistic or I guess actually more equal, what would you say that the American dream would want to say it is?
What Orlando Brown say? Y'all charging us for water?
For fruit? It's like, things that God gave us?
For free? Yeah.
You will rot in hell when I'm finished with you.
Oh, man.
He was so right about that, though. That was one of the realest things that I've seen of 2024. Because, like, when you really think about it, like, we used to have just, like, apple trees and, like, lemon trees and just stuff in your yard. And now, in some states, you can't even collect rainwater. Like, yeah,
they took away most of the, female plants or trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why all the pollen.
That's why we got so much allergies. Because there ain't no female, like, trees to do something with that pollen.
Yeah. Wow.
So, that's why everybody got
nasty.
Allergies.
That's a nasty world.
I mean, when you think about it, yes, it is actually kind of gross. But
that's why my allergy is so bad.
Yeah. I'm
trying to get out of here. Where's the ladies? Ladies. That's a lot of male saliva. It's the same thing. There's too much going on out here for me.
It's tree saliva.
So what would y'all want the American dream to be? Or what would y'all want to tell people that it is? Like the actual American dream.
I might need some time to think about it, but off the top of my head, I would just say freedom. Freedom and happiness. Love and happiness.
What would you say? Top of your head.
I don't know what I would necessarily change, because like as much as I want to say I don't, because again, I said I partially don't believe in it, but like I've seen people make great opportunities, especially people that have come here from other countries that have made use of great opportunities here and turned like have flourished. So I can't necessarily say it's not a real thing. Like, people have come here and they've built businesses. They've done stuff. They've gotten land. So I can't necessarily say it wasn't. I think there's other stuff at play. Like, I think there's a lot of little stuff that they be trying to do where it's like, it's not all glitz and glamour, but I don't really know what I would change, if I'm being honest.
Okay, so I think you might be right. Because what would I change? I was looking up what it says, like, the original American dream was. It says it was a dream of equality, justice, and democracy for the nation. And not a dream of individual wealth. I feel like the dream has become individual wealth. Yeah.
It's definitely more money focused. I feel like, we talking about money, everybody isn't going to be rich.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So.
But yeah. I mean, I do understand what you were saying. Like, I have seen a lot of people come over here, and I mean, people who, I mean, were born and raised here, like, make the best of their opportunities and, you know, grow businesses and build wealth and all of that stuff. But, like, I think maybe the dream itself is not the scam, but the way that they tell you to go about it is the scam.
So then I have a question. Can you just remind me, what is the American dream?
Oh, all right. I was looking at it. I was looking at some more stuff because the fact that we're even unclear on what the American dream is. So it says, this one says, how did it begin? It says it can be traced back to the founding fathers, who declared their independence from England because of their belief in unalienable rights. Those men believed people inherently possess the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Is that
it? Yeah, the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Well, they ain't act that out very well. They didn't.
They ain't stand on business.
They did not.
Well, they did for their people.
They didn't do that for nobody else.
Yeah, they didn't. They weren't looking for anybody that didn't look like them.
But we was over here first.
So again, I say, the American dream was never meant for anyone who looks like me to prosper within this system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Granted, some people have.
A lot of people have.
Some people have. But
I think all in all, it's not. So I don't think that, if I'm backtracking to your statement about it being a scam, I don't think the American dream is a scam. I think America is a scam.
Maybe that's what it is.
America be scamming. And I think, like, they're going to tell you something, and then they're going to tell you this is, they're going to tell you A is B.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to tell you that for you to get A, you have to do 30 things. But A is B. So, like, if you come to America, you have opportunities. They don't tell you everything you have to do in order to...
get to the opportunity.
Yeah, so I think that's the part where it's like, the American, like, it's a dream, it's an idea. I mean, yeah, of course, everybody gets the opportunity to pursue their dreams, to do whatever. But there's a lot of other scamming stuff around it. It's like, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing. I think that's where I'm at with it at this current.
Maybe it's like so glamorized, like the side hustle stuff or like the hustle culture. It'd be like, yeah, all you gotta do is this, and I've been making $20,000 since after 10 days that I started, and then you start doing it, and you're like, something ain't right here. Something ain't right, because I only made $10.
I ain't made no dollars.
I took the course. So.
Yeah. It's like when I first came to Atlanta, and I realized so many people were scamming. I was like, wow, that's crazy. I wish I would, like, y'all, I wish y'all knew. Like, y'all just, y'all, like, nobody told me nothing. I came here thinking, granted, there's a lot of successful people,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you come, but then you be like, dang, y'all scamming? All of y'all, like, this is, I thought it was just one, like, I thought it was a rarity back where I was at. Like, now it's like, y'all scamming just because it's Tuesday. I'm like, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I agree, though. I think America, that's wild. America is the scam. Let's change that. The United States. Because I don't know what the other countries in America are doing. The United States. Like, the educational system. Go to YouTube University. I'm playing, though, but for real. But also,
So you said your American dream would look different, Breeze?
Mm-hmm. What, it
what
like?
Is it? What is your American dream?
That's what
dream?
I asked. Y'all didn't and answer I said, that.
Love and happiness.
Oh.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Freedom. I said freedom. That's what I'm working towards, freedom. What does freedom look like? Freedom looks like me.
Be specific now,
kid. That's why I stopped.
It's a slippery slope. So freedom looked like me being able to buy a sandwich. I was like, hold on.
Freedom looks like me and everything around me thriving effortlessly, operating in my abundance and operating gracefully in my abundance. You know, I'm like a, life is like a seed, you know, you grow, it grows where you water it, right?
Wow.
I was going somewhere.
That man was trying to build, he said, it's a seed. It's a mustard seed. You have to have faith.
Oh, man.
Freedom. I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm thriving and growing as the seed that grows where you water.
Uh-huh.
Prospering gracefully. Prospering gracefully.
Stick the landing.
I am growing and prospering gracefully.
it's looking shaky. He's not sticking the landing.
With my community.
Uh-huh.
Inspiring the uninspired. And also inspiring the inspired. Being inspired by
Inspiration
that comes from the natural elements, the fire element, water element.
This man is the element. He just described the avatar. Hey, yo, this man is different.
So, do y'all feel like... Oh, I never said mine. Did I say mine?
What's Earth, the question?
Water.
What we would change it to?
Oh.
Long ago.
Or like, what are...
When the world needed her most, she vanished.
I did. But I'm back. Listen. I would... I don't know. I guess my American dream is also like, you know...
A sea growing and prospering gracefully. Gracefully. It's some words that I said when I started that I was trying to fall back on, but they left my mouth.
Yeah,
so we're a seed growing and thriving gracefully. If you rewind a tape, y'all gonna know where I'm trying to go.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Ooh, that's funny.
So, I'm just going to move on. Do y'all feel like it's better for the American dream to be more individualistic? Is that the word?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Individualistic or should it be based more around community? Because, I mean, initially they started with everybody should have these rights, or everybody has these inalienable rights. But, you know, seeing how the country actually went, you know, everybody ain't had them rights. Now, moving forward, we're in 2024, and everybody, the American dream is more about the individual versus about the community, the country, the citizens, the family. Do y'all feel like it's better that it's more individualistic, or do y'all feel like it should be more community-based?
I feel like it should be a community dream, but each individual should have their own dream that connects to... Okay, it should be a community vision, and each person's dream helps the vision.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
I like that. I think that would also require everybody to be on the same page,
yeah,
which is very difficult, but mm-hmm. I do like that.
Sounds
that is that. Listen, it sounds beautiful. It sounds just as beautiful as the American dream. You know, just as beautiful as having a seed
growing, anyway, prospering, graceful.
Whatever he said on the tapes, we gonna see it. But I think in essence it should be community based, because I think it's easier for you to see if, like, I think in America, we typically judge if people are doing good based off of a few select people. So, if we're talking about the three of us, right? If one of us is a millionaire, it'd be like, oh, well, you know, oh, listen, they doing good. And it's like, not only one person actually is doing good. Everybody, like, the bulk of us are not. Mm-hmm. But it's like, nah, y'all are doing good. See, like, Shakoya got 30 million.
Hold on to her coattail.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, catch the change. Still change.
But yeah, I think in general, when you're looking at it, like, it's easier to, how do I say this? It should be based on a community base, because if more people are doing well, then more people are doing well, if that makes sense.
And maybe that's why I feel like the American dream is a scam, because it's like, it sound good to say that this is the American dream, but like, this ain't, it's not like, we don't act in a way that this is a dream for every American to have, like, to have or be able to live out that dream. That's why I feel like, I think that's probably why. It sounds so good for it to be like a community thing, but the society that we live in is like, well, I essentially have to make sure I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't, I may not survive, if that makes sense. But I think that, so do you think, okay, I feel like maybe there are American dreams, like multiple of them, like each community or a group of people or family has their own version of the dream that, I mean, even this sounds nice because it's not necessarily the case, but I feel like they're like, depending on who you are, who you're around, like whatever your community looks like, there are different dreams out there, and each person is kind of working towards doing their part to that overarching dream, like you mentioned, Breeze. But I feel like as a whole, like to say that there is a dream for the country that we are all actively working toward, I feel like it's a bunch of BS.
I know the image that they describe, you know, you get your house, you get your land,
with that's
your
with
your white picket fence, you get your dog.
White picket fence.
First of all, that
the 2.5 kids.
Yeah, I was gonna say. It's like, if you, especially for America, if you're gonna give me something, let's at least imagine something a little bit more grandiose than just a little white picket fence.
Right.
Like, can we get a bigger house? Can we envision a bigger house for everybody?
It be already paid for?
I mean, that would be that. Yeah, that would. Yeah.
Because land used to be like 12 cents back then when they made this American dream.
I was gonna say, can I actually own the land?
Right.
I was
saying,
the land was free.
Right. It was free.
God gave it to us.
You will burn in hell when I'm through with you.
But yeah, it's, yeah. You know, in hindsight, saying you own something that's going to be here after you not here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Gotta pass it down. Yeah. Everybody don't even know how to pass it down.
Yeah.
Like, and then, even with that, a lot of people don't own the land. They only own the house.
Yeah.
So you have to go through another process to actually own the land. But it'd be wild. It start with an A. I forget what it is, but that's what I'm going to do.
Acres?
Yeah. Nah.
That's all I know.
But the thing is, it starts with an A, and I'm own acre. So he was on the right track. Mm-hmm. So when I get my acres.
And his other A word, which we have no idea.
Yeah, I have to go through the A thing.
Accountant?
Nah, it's I don't know the word.
Arbitration?
Nah.
I don't know.
Just throwing out arbitration. Right.
Start with an A.
Why was that the first word? Never mind.
I don't know.
I'm going to let you rock.
With an A.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but it's just wild because it's like, this is soil. Like, you walk on it. Like, in hindsight, it'd be wild. It'd be like, yeah, I own this square footage. Like, you're not allowed to walk on this land unless you come talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, though.
That's wild.
When I
own my land, I'm going to plant the seed. So my community can grow prosperously, gracefully grow prosperously while thriving in our authenticity.
You know when you write in an essay?
That's what I sound like.
Gracefully grow prosperously. Yeah.
They say you gotta make it a certain word count.
I was about to say edified atmosphere. Yeah.
That's what she sound like. said, this gotta be 500 words, so let me just...
Yeah, as you were saying it, I imagine like a teacher trying to read it, and they were like, gracefully, prosperously. Why did he put these words together like this?
Artistic expression.
Had to stop them in their tracks.
You know how different life would have been, or schooling would have been, if I would have known, like they asked, why did you put it like this? My answer would have been artistic expression. But it's a reason why I did that. You're just not artsy enough. That's what I told my teacher. Crazy. You're not artsy enough. Say it with some pizzazz. Just a little oomph. Or don't try to put a comma in between. Or put a comma in between.
You should put a comma in between it.
Gracefully, prosperously, triumph.
Or put and. Gracefully and prosperously. I don't know.
But we're growing.
Anyways, when I first saw the headline about this, like when it said, why millennials don't believe in American Dream, I was like, duh, like,
they lied to us.
Like, why would we believe in the American Dream?
The American Dream left with the baby boomers.
It definitely did. Like, after them, I don't know.
Life got expensive. They charging us for air.
Right. Air in a can. Air outside. Air that blows in cool.
Cool air. Hot air.
Hot air. Mm-hmm. Just all the air.
Listen, they was talking about the American Dream. The American Dream at the time was for people. They didn't even have refrigerators.
I was just about to say that.
They had fresh milk.
Yeah. Somebody had to come through and deliver your milk.
Right.
Ow. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, life was so much different, and it's like...
Go ahead. I don't remember mine.
All right, life was so much different, and to think that, like, we still... I don't know, to expect us to still believe in a dream, and most of us... Well, not most of us. Like, a lot of us, we renting out here. Like, we not even buying houses and land because the prices is high. The market ain't that great. So I heard the economy is getting better, though. What was you going to say?
I was just going to say that's why the white picket fence, the little, like, the house. The
prairie.
That's what I was going to say. The 2-3 bedroom with the 2.5 kids, white picket fence, dog. It looks so beautiful because people was bringing you fresh milk.
They ain't even had pollution for real yet.
The air was different, you know?
It was, you know. It was a lot harder to get around. So, as a thing of my commute, now I'm worrying about the community.
Oh, yeah, the community used to work together so that, you know, can have a better life.
Yeah, used to barter, you know. You used to be able to give your neighbor some apples. They gave you some oranges.
You knew the butcher.
You knew him.
Hey, Mr. Such and Such.
Butcher man.
Hey, Mr. Butcher man.
Let me get a slab of that turkey over there. A slab of turkey is crazy.
Fresh turkey.
Oh, man. But now we got all these toxins in our food.
Mm-hmm. Toxins in our air.
Toxins in our water.
Yeah. Just like water.
And we supposed to believe in the American dream.
I believe in Martin's dream.
I thought of Martin Lawrence. I was trying to think of an episode.
Like Martin had a dream? Like that
only,
Martin?
Only episode I thought of.
I thought Martin had a dream.
He was like, damn, Tommy, you know I don't like no tomatoes. Man.
Oh, man. What dream? That is hilarious.
The only dream Martin had was about Pam.
I was going to say, they were doing Pam. That's hilarious.
And then the thing fell on her. That was actually funny.
Oh, y'all hilarious. But yeah. The American dream.
So, I have a question. Because I don't have the answer to this question. If somebody asked me, I would say, I don't know. And I wouldn't feel like an American, but that could be because I'm not an American. I'm actually Jamaican. But what is it to be an American? So what happened?
That was a wild drive right there. To get to the end of the sentence. So, I am Jamaican. Word. What does it mean to be American? Okay. All right.
I don't want nobody to take my American card. Word. For asking the question, because I don't know what it means to be an American.
You was born here. I don't think they can take your American card.
You have your passport.
Card. I mean, your passport, is it expired? Mm. Oh, just me. what does it mean?
Great area of Africa. Coming soon. Oh. I'm the only one with a passport.
What you said, of Africa?
I just got to renew it. That's it.
I got to renew mine, too, which is good because my picture was not.
I think I like my picture. Actually, I went to the local CVS.
Never mind. I'm thinking of my very first passport when I was little. This passport is okay. I do need a. I would like a picture.
Mm. Did I have braids in my passport?
I think so. And it wasn't fresh.
This is why millennials are aging slower than Gen Z because we had to go through the period of time where we had to be humble.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like, my hair wasn't always done. One of the reasons why I cut my hair was because nobody wanted to do my hair.
That is true.
I was wearing hand-me-downs.
Yep.
Listen,
I ain't had McDonald's money.
You're not.
I had to go to the local CVS
to take my picture.
I was about to say get some snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Make it enough. I was like, okay. I got my bite. At least I got my bite.
I was going to say we definitely had it when it comes to the not looking how you want to. Listen, there was a time period everybody came out the barber with a Caesar. Nobody's getting the bald. Oh, he's so handsome. He looks bald. Of course, everybody looks exactly
the one.
Yeah. Everybody, I was like, oh my goodness, it's different. Yeah. We grew up different.
Yeah, it wasn't no fade. I got
a fade.
It wasn't no fade. It was a high top fade, but it wasn't.
I look like Steve. Steve, y'all. You're looking like Steve. Mr. Hightower. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking more lines of Juice.
Oh, okay, that works. Yeah, that's better. I don't want to look like Steve.
I thought you meant Steve Harvey. Yeah. Oh, man. That probably is why they aging faster. I don't know. Maybe it's all the pollutants in the water. There was a time when McDonald's food used to be real.
And it was actually good.
We got the tail end of that. So, that might have helped.
Yeah, that was before the pink slime.
Right.
And then it wasn't even an everyday thing. I was watching some video. It was like going out to eat.
That was
would
rare.
Would be like rare. McDonald's, or it would be like going out to eat after church, mm-hmm. Old Country Buffet, or
they
had said Golden Corral. But I'm like, that's
true. I've never
been
to Golden Corral, but
it's actually good. Old Country Buffet. Little buffet. Yeah. Like little buffet. The buffets be buffeting. Now? Me like now? I don't
buffets now, though.
Oh, yeah, because people be nasty.
Yeah. Like, once I got older, now just the smell of, like, being in a buffet.
It's too many sets.
It'd be too many smells at once, and I'd be nauseous. Especially when they be having the regular American food, and then they decide to have, like, a Asian food section, and then a seafood section right next to that. I'd be like,
dude. It's not even, for me, it's
the pancakes.
It's next to the ice cream. That's what I was about to say. I was going to say, like, it's not even that. It's like, I'll go there. For whatever reason, I go in everyone, and it's like, they have the Asian food next to the oranges, next to the ice cream. And I'm like, why do I smell citrus? Is that, and do you have wings?
Orange chicken. And then it be fried chicken on the other side, and then you got the salad bar. You know, you got that pizza. Salad bar.
And you got some pizza. And
then pizza.
It's like a college calf.
But for some reason, I think because they separated, I don't know. It's something about the calf. I was fine. Excuse me, sorry.
It's levels to calves. It's levels to cafeterias.
Yeah, we went to a PWI, so.
I went to UNC calf before. Heaven. My goodness. The pizza was like I know they was back there making pizza. Like somebody's grandfather that had the secret recipe was doing a pizza dance back there. Like everything was fresh. They had fresh fruits, oranges, bananas, like apples, everything looked like you was at Sprouts, Whole Foods.
We ain't had that.
Nah. I was like, wow.
We had the runny eggs that was good for hangovers.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We had some waffles.
Word. Pancakes.
It was different. I remember I went to visit John at Willie P, and then I'm sitting there like this the line was super long, and he was like, can I get a Taylor ham? I was like, yeah, a Taylor, what? I was like, what?
John said that?
I think he had got it when we were there, and I'm like, and they cooked that for you right now? Like, they didn't have that already, like.
They put in their order.
Yeah, I'm like, putting in.
A tail of ham?
Taylor ham.
Oh, yeah. I seen that when we was working.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, we had eggs.
Right, eggs. You can make your own waffles. Yeah. There's a waffle maker right over there. You know, you flip it. Yep. Add your toppings.
But what they did, the days I did like was the French toast sticks.
Oh, the French toast sticks. Only day I would really want to go.
Yeah, I did something with the French toast sticks. Yeah. That was it. They syrup wasn't maple. It wasn't 100% maple. They didn't have agave.
My baby.
You know what I'm saying? My baby. Oh man.
But yeah. No.
How did we get here?
Because you were talking about it was different than like we had we used to go out once in a while.
It was a delicacy.
Yeah, like had McDonald's money was like
that
a
was a staple in the household.
You know what I'm saying? You only got McDonald's on special occasions. Mm-hmm. And back then, you even might have got Burger King. You know, get the little chicken.
Burger King had nice. I like Burger King toys better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Burger King had better toys, but I used to and once I started getting the Big Mac.
Where I used to get the double quarter pounder with cheese.
My mom was getting
a Big Mac, so I started getting a Big Mac. So.
He was Lil Mac.
Yep.
Kick it!
And McDonald's, the breakfast used to be actually good. Like them pancakes.
Hotcakes. I didn't know nobody say no hotcakes until I went to McDonald's breakfast. It was like, let me get the pancakes. Hotcakes? Hotcakes, yes. Yeah. Hotcakes,
please. I don't know what they be doing now.
We used to be soup to get when mom got the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, yeah, the bacon, egg, and cheese used to be fire. Random, and then like, Chick-fil-A opened.
Oh, yeah. And then it was over after that.
It was a wrap after that.
You know what's crazy? I didn't have Chick-fil-A until I was in high school.
They had Chick-fil-A in Monmouth Mall. That's the first Chick-fil-A I went to.
Yeah, but they didn't always sell breakfast, I don't think.
Yeah, I never had Chick-fil-A
breakfast until It might have been like eighth grade.
Yeah,
like
I was going to say.
Seventh or eighth grade.
When I was grown. When I thought I was grown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, high school. High school then. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But once they got it, McDonald's was out, okay?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, we don't eat that stuff now, but, yeah. I mean, our experience is probably why we still look young.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, you had to work for stuff.
To eat the bad stuff.
Yeah. like, it'll be a treat.
Yeah.
But then it's also like we were eating that stuff and also athletes. It's not like we were just sitting around.
Yeah, it was
like
a different time.
We were outside. Like we ain't had, I didn't get a phone until I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, I was about to say like nobody here was done.
Nobody.
Yeah, like
that's why I said everybody had the baldy. It was just a fret. Caesar.
Everybody had the baldy and hand-me-downs.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Then we was all outside running around. Even when we had our phones, we didn't have smartphones. So it's like, I'm just texting. If I got minutes, I'm texting or I'm calling you so that you can come outside or I'm knocking on your door.
Yeah. Like, it was literally just to call people just so that, like, hey, I'm coming outside. I'm going to be outside and blah, blah.
Yeah.
Where are you so that we can go outside and do stuff? It wasn't. Yeah.
Or call me on the house phone because I don't got no more minutes.
Oh, man.
It's just a different time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, hey, I'm happy about it. My kid's not getting a phone until they get to age 13, probably.
Well, you don't got no phone?
Be like, no.
Be like Teddy. ATL.
I was like, who is Teddy?
You still getting on the phone?
No. Like, who the hell is Teddy?
Oh, man. But yeah, so, the American dream.
The dream of Americans.
Is to look young. It's like, no.
Drink your water.
Yeah, that's
eat
also.
Eat your vegetables.
Mm-hmm. We be drinking water.
And minding my business.
Mm-hmm. Not all of us, but some of us. I know I do. I had to learn that. That's a skill. We'll talk about that in another episode.
How to mind your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do y'all got any final thoughts on the American dream, the scam that is America, millennials looking younger than Gen Zers? We might talk about that more another day, but McDonald's used to being good in the past. I don't know why I said that sentence like that.
I had a dream. I'm joking. I'm good. I got nothing else.
All right.
Yeah, I don't got nothing either.
Well, in conclusion, let us know what y'all think. Do you still believe in the American dream? Do you think that it's different? Do you think that it's a scam? Like, what are your thoughts? Comment below. But also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
I have one question. What is it to be an American?
Oh,
I just want
to
know.
That's
this.
What we were supposed to be answering.
All right, so let's answer it.
All right.
What is it to be an American? Because I don't know. I'm Jamaican.
What is it to be an American? Honestly, I don't know because all Americans are so different. I feel like right now, in this moment, to be an American is to be an individual, like to own your individuality. But actually, I must say that, but also,
I have no idea.
I don't know because everybody's so different. It's so many different like ages and mindsets. Like, I can't even speak for all of millennials because I don't know. I'm just me, Shaquoia D.
I would say it's a culture thing, but
I mean, it's different cultures within America.
Yeah. But I mean, I think American culture is different than
other
cultures. Like,
yeah.
Just like in terms of, which is an obvious thing, of course, because culture is culture, but like how we do things is very different than like how Jamaicans do things or Caribbeans do things. Like, but like the American portion, I don't necessarily know what it means to be American fully. I mean, I know it's not just like Starbucks and McDonald's, but you know, I don't got a real answer for you. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I think it's, have you been here for a certain amount of time?
Honestly, how long you been here? Do you consider yourself an American?
Do you have American friends? No, that's not a good.
Do you have American children? What?
If that's the case, then none of us are American.
Kids.
We don't got no kids.
No, I was saying if they're not originally from here, like,
like
they've been here long enough that they've
basically
been born here. Oh.
He's Jamaican first.
I don't even know what it means to be a Jamaican.
So, I mean.
But I'm Jamaican first.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Are you really?
Stop me if I'm lying.
Stop.
Hamilton. Nah, I'm Jamaican first.
Okay. I can't tell you
you're not. Badman Breezington out.
But, I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like we'll have to answer that at a later date. I really don't have an answer. Right now, my only answer is to own your individuality. That's it. That's what it means to be an American right now, today, in this moment, on January 27th, 2024.
Oh, you've been 29 for...
I know, I just wrote about that this morning.
Happy anniversary.
Birthiversary. But, yeah, thank y'all for joining us again. Let us know in the comments, what do you think it means to be an American? Yeah, let us know. Actually, we'll put up a poll. But thank you for, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Great Ariel Podcast.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. If you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, join the good people of the Great Area in our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. Mm-hmm. Can be a part of the good people and get access to this podcast as well as other exclusive content. And we do have more on the way. We appreciate y'all and we will see you guys next week.
Adios. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth.
Jukebox, give me another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn.